From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin this hour with a big development in the fight against al-Qaeda. A key member of the group's arm in Yemen, American-born radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, has been killed in a U.S. drone strike. President Obama spoke earlier today.
Make no mistake, this is further proof that al-Qaeda and its affiliates will find no safe haven anywhere in the world. Working with Yemen and our other allies and partners, we will be determined, we will be deliberate, we will be relentless, we will be resolute in our commitment to destroy terrorist networks that aim to kill Americans.
U.S. officials confirmed al-Awlaki was killed when a Hellfire missile hit his convoy. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston is here with more details. And Dina, what else can you tell us about that strike?
Well, U.S. officials tell NPR that the CIA and special operations were behind the attack, and they'd been working very closely with the Yemenis to get al-Awlaki, particularly with regard to surveillance on him. The announcement came out of the Yemeni Defense Ministry, but it's hard to tell right now exactly what role the Yemenis played in the attack itself. What we do know from our sources is that the Yemeni government has been really eager to show the U.S. that they're willing to help fight al-Qaeda, particularly with the instability that's raging in the country right now. And in recent months, U.S. officials tell us that the flow of information coming to the U.S. from the Yemenis has been enormous. The Yemenis have allowed more drone flights. They've allowed Americans into interrogations. So that's one of the reasons I think they're being given so much credit for having helped with this operation.
And in terms of the overall battle against al-Qaeda, why is the death of al-Awlaki so important?
Well, remember, he's an American. He studied in the U.S. He was an imam who preached in mosques both in San Diego and Virginia. And he spent enough time here to really understand how we tick, what makes us tick. And that's a huge advantage for al-Qaeda because they want Western recruits. They know they have to have people who are in a position to attack who don't need visas, who can get past undetected and not attract suspicion. And al-Awlaki's followers were exactly those people that al-Qaeda was hoping to attract. He had an amazing reach in the West because he has a huge internet presence, and he was very effective. If you ask intelligence officials, they'll tell you that al-Awlaki was linked in one way or another with nearly every plot that was leveled against the U.S. in the past 2 years.
And could you just remind us about the details of some of these plots?
Well, here's just a sampling. You take the alleged Fort Hood shooter, Major Nidal Hassan. He had had email correspondence with al-Awlaki. Umar Farouk Abdul-Muttalib, the man who's now on trial in Michigan for the attempted bombing of the U.S. airliner outside Detroit two Christmases ago, he told investigators that al-Awlaki had told him to wait until he was over U.S. soil to detonate this bomb he had in his underwear because it would mean more casualties. And then there's Fazil Shehzad, the Pakistani-American who built the car bomb that was supposed to go off in Times Square but failed to go off. He said al-Awlaki was a big inspiration.
Al-Awlaki wasn't the only American caught in this attack. Apparently, Samir Khan, a North Carolina man who was editing al-Qaeda's online magazine, was also killed. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yes, that's right. Samir Khan has been confirmed killed as well. He was the editor of this online webzine called Inspire, and he started it a little over a year ago. And it was, just like al-Awlaki's lectures and videos on the internet, clearly aimed at American or Western Muslims who were toying with the idea of violence. And the magazine had articles, for example, how to make a bomb in your mother's kitchen sink. And the seventh issue just came out last week, and it was dedicated to 10 years of al-Qaeda terrorist operations. And Khan signed some of the articles in the magazine, and in one issue recently, he explained in his words why he felt he became a traitor and came to hate America.
Quickly, what does this mean for al-Qaeda?
Well, al-Qaeda's arm in Yemen is considered by the U.S. to be the most active and the most dangerous. And al-Awlaki is just one person in the organization, but he's a key person because he had this connection with the West and this English language connection. And Khan, as it turns out, would have been probably the person who would have replaced him. So in one sort of blow, they have taken out two generations.
That's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Dina, thanks so much.
You're welcome.